Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We need to be living our lives in a way that honors the Lord on a day-by-day basis, but that is prepared for whatever comes. I like to say, live as though he's coming today and plan as though he's not coming in your lifetime. But also that whole aspect of why ISIS can activate in Paris or can activate in the United States or in China or wherever it may be, in Australia, as they've already done. And that is that we are now connected in an unbelievable way. Like you said, who would have dreamed 10 years ago that we would have the connectivity that we have today, where I have my smartphone in my pocket and suddenly within seconds of something happening, a terrorist attack happening in Paris, I'm watching video of it on my phone. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. I wrote about this in my book, Netcasters, where I encouraged the church to use the internet, to use digital media, to use smartphones and so forth to spread the gospel. But the sad thing is, and the thing that we have to be aware of, is that the world is using it, ISIS is using it, and I don't know if you noticed this whole thing with the mall attacks of these young people getting in fights in these food courts across the mall. I have to believe that that is connected to social media, that these things are being planned and staged, and so this is a tool that the enemy has, but we also have the tool in our hand. And most importantly, we have the tool of prayer.
You know, Craig, there can be two extreme responses, it seems, to these terrorist events. We can put our head in the sand and enjoy our favorite TV shows and just pray it doesn't darken our doorstep. Or we can live in this constant fear and trepidation. But you and I both, we've talked about this at length, that there is a better stance for us. So talk about the stance we need to take before we get into some of the details of the news that we're going to address today.
Well, it really goes back to what the scripture says about dying daily. We die daily. Our lives are to be a living sacrifice, as Paul says in Romans. But we also see a strong glimpse of this in the book of Revelation, which it says that the believers, those who trusted in God, disciples of Jesus Christ, overcame the enemy, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, which is our salvation, by the word of our testimony, which is what we say, and how we speak not only the word of God, but also the testimony of what God has done in our lives. And then the last part says, loving not our lives, even unto death. And that's, you know, scary in the natural. And yet that's where the grace of God comes in, because no matter what we face, as we put our trust in him, then he gives us the grace for whatever it is that we are going to face.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.